turn to Genesis chapter 4. I have backed up a chapter or so. Genesis chapter 4. I won't read the whole chapter, just the first 8 verses. Genesis chapter 4. And Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived. So everyone old enough that needs to understand that understands what that's talking about. And Adam knew his wife, and Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived, and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. What a tremendous thing to say. This is not a statement as many men would make today, thank God I got a little boy. This is in light of the seed, the promised seed of the woman who would come and crush the serpent's head. He. And when that first son was born, I know this. I don't know, it doesn't say this, but I know this. They wondered, is this him?
Exactly.
Hmm? That's right. Remember how long these people lived.
Yeah.
We think our lives are tough. They were under the curse like we are. And some of them lived 600, 700, 800, 900 years.
Yes, sir.
I have gotten a man from the Lord. And she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep. That's what it says.
Yes, sir.
So let me just do away with this idea that when I make some of the statements I will make today and someone says, well, it doesn't say that in the text. You only talk like that if your heart and mind is in rebellion against God's truth.
There you go. You're right.
There are some things I'm going to mention that are not directly stated in the text, but the preponderant testimony of Scripture lets us know they were facts.
Yes, sir.
Facts known to these people. Mm-hmm. She again bare his brother Abel, and Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. He was a gardener. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. Note, Cain was not offering to a strange God.
That's right. Exactly.
Note, Cain was not offering to himself.
That's true.
The book says he was offering unto the Lord. Capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D.
Yes, sir.
Cain knew, at least academically, scholastically, mentally, physically, he knew the Lord.
That's it.
How? His parents had taught him.
Yeah.
His parents had taught him. That's all they had. They had no scripture.
Exactly.
Remember, the law had not even been given at Sinai yet.
That's right.
With its righteous demands and its judgments against unrighteousness and all of its types and symbols and shadows. Yet Cain was offering to the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of the flock. Now, what flock? The flock of the sheep.
Yeah.
And the fat thereof. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand what Abel was doing.
Yeah.
He slaughtered a little lamb and offered the blood and the fat to God.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord, here's amazing. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. Now,
amen.
One thing here. Why did he say Abel first? Because no man is accepted of God, respected by God in and of himself. They had fallen in their father Adam.
Yes, sir.
And there is none by nature that seek after God.
Amen.
That was true long before David said God said it.
That's right.
God was just letting David in on it when David wrote it in the Old Testament.
Exactly.
And Paul was just quoting David when he quoted it in the New Testament. Had respect unto Abel and his offering. Why Abel first? Well, first of all, this offering was but a shadow of the offering that was to come.
Amen.
This little firstling of the flock pictured the promised seed of the woman who had already been promised to come.
Amen.
Secondly, God Almighty chose his people in Christ before the world began.
Yes, sir.
God has respect unto his people, yes, because they're chosen in his Son.
Amen.
And to Abel he also brought of the firstlings of the flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. And I'm not saying it's never happened, but I've never heard a religionist say anything against that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all well and good.
Yeah.
But here's what religionists do not get. But unto Cain.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? But unto Cain and to his offering, he, that is God, had not respect. And Cain's just like all of us when we find this out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cain brought this offering unto the Lord happily.
Yeah.
Joyfully. Mm-hmm. Sincerely. Expecting God to accept or show respect unto him and his offering.
Oh, yeah.
How do I know that? And Cain was very wroth. And his countenance fail.
Amen.
You ever got into it with someone and you'd be happy and maybe a spouse? You're happy one moment and the next thing you know, the wrong word is said and what? The countenance falls.
Exactly.
And you know the proverbial stuff's ready to hit the fan. God had not respect,
yeah,
unto Cain and his offering, and Cain became vehemently mad at God.
Yes, sir. That's right.
But look, our God is plenteous in mercy.
Sir.
Our God delights to show mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said unto Cain, he was even talking to him.
Yeah.
Didn't turn his back on him. Didn't say, well, he wasn't one of the elect after all. Did he? Huh? Don't ever get hung up.
Yeah.
Now, God's only going to save the elect.
That's true.
But don't ever get hung up.
There you go.
Look, and the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted?
Yeah. There you go.
And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door.
Yeah.
And unto thee, now think about it, and unto thee shall be his, he's talking about Abel's desire, and thou shalt rule over him. Now remember, Cain's the older.
That's right.
Yeah. Hmm? Cain is mad when God did not have respect unto him and his offering, and his countenance fell. And God said, if you do what's right,
there you go,
you'll be blessed. And I'll even give you a superior place, mm-hmm, to Abel. Isn't that not what God said?
Yeah.
Does anybody think God's lying to him?
No.
No. And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. Isn't it amazing how that just, it's the next thing it goes to.
Mm-hmm.
And Cain talked with Abel, his brother. Why didn't he converse with God?
That's it.
Why didn't he bow down before God?
Amen.
Why didn't he cry out in repentance before God? And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. That doesn't mean he just gave him a good whack. Cain killed Abel.
Amen.
This is no picture book story.
Exactly.
This is an actual account of two brothers and their interaction toward God.
Yes, sir.
And God's action toward them. and then one brother's interaction toward the other brother. And it's real.
Yes, sir.
This is an account of something that literally happened some close to 6,000 years ago. There are only two kinds. I did not say types. There are only two kinds of worship. Of sacrifice. And you cannot separate the two. Not in this book. There are only two kinds of worship. Of sacrifice. Of offering. And right from the get-go in the book, we see it delineated out. Cain and Abel. God has respect unto the one. The other one he will never, ever, ever find respect unto.
Amen.
It is the difference between self-will and free grace. That's the two worships, sacrifice and offering. The two kinds of religion. There are only two kinds of religions in this world. That which honors God and that which does not. It's that simple. And that goes from Buddhist to Baptist.
That's right.
It goes from Buddhist to Baptist.
Exactly.
It's either self-will or it's free grace. And remember, when men talk about free will, some of them know better. They know what free will is. Nothing more than self-will disguised in emotional religious rhetoric.
Amen.
Man has a will. That is true. But it is self-will. Ever since the fall of Adam.
Amen.
And it will, and the Bible calls it that. Self-willed are they.
Yes, sir.
That's free will.
Exactly.
Man is free to worship himself until God intervenes.
Yes, sir.
Until God. And man will worship himself until God intervenes.
Amen.
Our text proves that God is not seeking man's best shot.
Yeah.
Cain was very happy with what he was doing.
Oh, yeah.
Cain expected the respect of God. And when God said no to both Cain and his offering, he became very wroth. That's a strong Hebrew word.
Yes, sir.
And his countenance fell.
Yeah.
His countenance finally caught up with him, didn't it?
Yeah. There you go.
He had already fallen, Mac.
Yeah.
Now his countenance fell with right down there with him. Finally caught up with where he really was. But what he wanted God to do was accept him in the way he wanted to approach God.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with fruit.
No.
Who caused that fruit to grow? Did God cause that fruit to grow?
Amen.
There is no doubt Cain labored hard under the hot heat of the sun. But who causes it to grow? God did. And that David, right, he was just giving it back to the Lord. But God has prescribed a certain way of worship.
Yes, sir.
A certain way of sacrifice. A certain way of offering. And you will approach him in that way or you will not be respected by God.
Exactly.
Just the way it is. I don't like that. Neither did Cain.
Yeah.
And neither does any other unregenerate son or daughter of Adam. You remember the account of our Lord when he met the woman at the well? And she attempted to engage him in a religious debate about worship and where you should worship? You remember one of the phrases. He said more than this, but you remember one of the phrases. Woman, you worship, you know not what.
Yeah. Amen. That's exactly right.
He wasn't playing sweet songs of the fiddle to her. He was making her face the reality of her state as Cain.
Yes, sir. There you go.
Thank God it was. Thank God it wasn't just the rebuke that came for this woman.
Yeah.
He gave her the ability to bow to the error of her way, or bow in the error of her way, and bow to God.
Amen.
Christ said, "Those that worship God must."
Amen.
Must. Worship him in spirit. That means it's got to be in here first. I don't care what you got out here.
Exactly.
Amen.
That's it.
A lot of people got a lot of stuff out here worshiping the Lord. And they ain't got nothing down in here.
Exactly.
In spirit and in what else?
Yeah.
Truth. And don't be like Pilate. Well, what is truth? It's right here, page after page after page after page. If you do right, God will accept you.
Amen.
If you do not, sin. Lies. And they, it's not that. It's like a crouching lion.
Yeah.
It's there at your tent door. Some say the actual Hebrew. Yeah. Then sin lieth at the door. Damn. You will be devoured.
There you go.
These are strong words.
Yeah.
But they're still gracious words.
Exactly.
Mason, God in his holiness could have just said to Cain, and saved Abel the trouble.
Yeah.
Huh? Kept Abel alive. Huh? Could not God have?
Yes, sir.
He just created the whole blessed universe.
Exactly.
Out of nothing. Mm-hmm. But God's got something to teach us.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Mac Hatfield, even if it means the death of one of his saints, he got something he's going to teach us.
Amen.
There's a right way and a wrong way.
Yeah.
And God only has respect unto the right way.
Yeah.
Folks, you go back and read. This is not just some vague, obsolete text in the Old Testament about some little thing. Go back and read Jude, especially verses 10 through 11. Go back and read John, the apostle of love. The apostle who spoke more about the love of God for sinners and of sinners, believing sinners, love for one another.
Yes, sir.
But he said Cain was of that wicked one.
Yeah, exactly.
That of that wicked, and he slew his brother. Why? Because his works,
yeah.
His deeds,
yeah.
His actions,
yeah.
Were evil.
Yeah.
And his brothers, what does the book say?
Yeah.
Righteous. You see, when you worship God in God's ordained way, it's right.
Amen.
It's right.
Amen.
In spite of all the corruption that still is in me,
oh, yeah.
While it's still taken, if you worship God in God's ordained way, it's right action.
Exactly.
It's right deeds. It's right works. Now, I know this world thinks of works, singing in the choir, reading your Bible, praying, all of those things may be so.
Yeah.
But true works, true obedience, true righteous action is obeying from the heart that form of doctrine to which God Almighty delivered you to. He said, here's my way. And a regenerate soul says, I want that way.
Amen.
Yeah,
I want that way. An unregenerate soul may say, I want to worship, but I'll do it my way. I'll do it my way. Human depravity knows no bounds, does it?
Exactly.
God told him he could rule over his brother.
Yeah.
And yet Cain was still so hateful. What was his true hate? Was it toward Abel?
No.
No, it was God. He couldn't get to God.
That's right.
He knew he couldn't get to God.
Yeah.
But he found himself in a spot where he could get to his brother, and he killed him.
Yeah.
Amen.
And he killed him. Oh, there's so much here, but let's consider this. This is my subject, and I'll bring this as my title as well. Abel's God-accepted worship. Abel's God-accepted worship. Now, there are at least three things in Abel's worship. And it's so much so that the book of Hebrews puts it this way, though he slay, his blood was spilt onto the ground. Brother killed him. Probably mashed his brains in, I figure. I don't know what happened. He killed him, Mason. But he says his blood yet talks today.
Exactly.
Here I am, some 6,000 years later, still mentioning that.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Here's the four things. One, we see in Abel's worship, in Abel's sacrifice, in Abel's offering, we see God's wisdom honored. Secondly, we see God's pleasure adorned. Thirdly, we see God's divine justice satisfied. And fourthly, we see God's truth embraced.
Yes, sir.
Now, oftentimes there are things in the scripture that we don't necessarily see. Because we just read over it and we don't really study it like you were talking. We read it. Yeah, we ought to read, but we also ought to do what? Study. Study. For instance, and I will give you the last point briefly first. Truth embraced. Where is faith seen here? It is.
Yeah.
Because the writer of Hebrews says, by faith Abel offered a more excellent sacrifice.
Yeah, amen.
So he's seen it there, so I know it's there, Mac, whether I can see it a whole lot or not. Yes or no?
Yeah.
It's there. You see what I'm saying? So if the book says it's there, bless God, Joe, it's there.
Yeah, amen.
Now, I can see it there. Because faith says, I will bow to God's way.
Yes, sir.
And you don't find Abel getting upset because God told Cain, now listen, you do the right thing, you can rule over your brother.
Yeah.
You don't find Abel raising up, saying, wait a minute now, God, I did the right thing. Because doing the right thing is all about God's glory and not your glory.
Amen.
It's about God's wisdom honored. It's about God's pleasure adorned. It's about God's divine justice satisfied. It's about God's truth embraced. God's wisdom honored. God ordained one accepted sacrifice. The text lets us know this is the one Abel offered. He offered it, God accepted him and his sacrifice. Yes or no? Yes. What was that sacrifice? A firstling lamb. Right?
Yeah.
A firstling lamb.
Yes,
he was a keeper of sheep. He brought the firstling of the flock.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ was Mary's firstborn.
Amen.
And she brought forth her firstborn son. Now we read that around Christmas time, and we lay the little doll baby in the manger, and they got the people dressed up as shepherds and angels with wings and all this stuff, and people miss who this is. This is Abel's sacrifice.
Yes, sir.
This is him. She brought forth her firstborn son. This is the he child. This is the seed of the woman, the he that will crush the serpent's head. And she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger.
Yes, sir.
Then about 30 years later, John the Baptist comes along. In John 1:29, we read this. He said, behold the lamb.
Amen.
Behold the Lamb.
Amen.
That does what? That taketh away the sin of the world. Now this Lamb took away the sin of the world.
Mm.
Whoever this world is, yeah, he took its sin away.
Amen.
Therefore it doesn't lay at the tent door.
That's right.
Huh? It can't lay at the tent door. Why?
He took it away.
It's took it away. Taken away. It's gone.
Yeah.
Now, I want to be a part of that world, Joe.
There you go.
Yes, whoever they are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to sit here and argue against God. Well, how much that world be doing? I just want to be a one part in that world.
There you go.
Don't you?
Yes, sir.
Or will you sit and rebel against God about election and predestination?
Yeah.
Is this right or is it? Do you see?
Yeah.
That's what got Cain in trouble.
Yeah.
Arguing in his own mind. Well, how could this be right? Because God said so.
Amen.
Because God said so. Unbelief says, I'll have it my way. I'll have it my way.
Yeah.
Belief says, I must have it God's way.
Yeah.
Christ is our substitute. 1 Peter 3:18. The accepted, the one God ordained accepted sacrifice. For Christ has suffered for sins. The just, in the place of, that's that what that word for means, in the place of the unjust.
Amen.
Why? That he might bring us to God.
Amen.
Bring us to God. How? Being put to death in the flesh. Now this is the lamb we're talking about. This is the firstling lamb we're talking about. The one who, when he died, he brought a people to God. Being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. So much so that the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 2 clearly indicates that when Jesus Christ sat down at the right hand of God the Father in glory, we sat down there with him. Cain's rebellion rejects God's one accepted substitute. To do so is to mock God's wisdom, because God says this is what's wise. This is what's wise. Secondly, God's pleasure was adorned in Abel's sacrifice. What do I mean by that? God ordained his own pleasure. You see, whatever pleases God, that's what pleases God, no matter what I think pleases God.
Exactly.
And you know that's true even of you.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of you are going to, somebody come to you and tell, well, you got to like this. Who do you think you are? Yeah. God, I like what I like, and I dislike what I dislike, and that's just the way it is. Live with it. God has the right to say that.
Exactly.
He's God.
Amen.
He's the creator. We are the creatures.
Exactly.
God's ordained pleasure. Look back at the text. The firstling lamb's fat. Mm-hmm. Did Abel just get lucky? Come on now. Now, rebellious mess. Well, I know all that's important, but you know, it doesn't say that's what God demanded. Abel brought fat because his mama and daddy told him that's what you better bring to God.
Amen.
That's what they seen when God cut the hide away from them animals and made skins for them. They seen the fat of that slaughtered animal laying there. And Mason, the man you was talking to that said you could take skin and still not the animal not die, that's a lie. Don't be drawn into rebellion, rebellious unbeliefs. Unsanctimonious rebellion toward God.
Yeah.
You're right. Cain and Abel had both been told, offer the fat to God.
Yeah.
And when you get into the law, you find out who does the fat go to when you offer offering.
That's right.
Who's the fat go to?
Yeah.
The fat gets burnt and goes to God.
Amen.
Now I even think he probably burnt this offering. Sure. But it don't say that there. But I know this. I know this. The fat is God's. This book says so.
Amen.
This book says so. And Jesus Christ is that fat. Ephesians 5, 1 and 2. He offered himself for us to God.
Amen.
For us, yes, but how? He didn't offer himself to us.
No, sir.
He offered himself for us to God as a sweet smelling sacrifice. And I can relate to that a little bit. Because you take that good, what is it, 70-30 burger, got all that fat in it. I don't, you know, maybe they come up with a 60-40 would be even better, but I don't know why they don't do that. A 70-30 or whatever, you know, and you take that patty out and you put it on that grill. And you know what makes that meat smell so good? Now if you're a vegan, I understand you're not going to get this illustration. I feel for you, I really do. But when you start cooking that burger or that steak with that marbled fat in it, now that little lamb that Abel was just picturing, yeah. Jesus Christ, when he suffered as the burnt offering on Calvary's tree, it came up before God the Father's.
Yeah.
Oh, that smells good.
Yes, sir.
And think of what was taking place.
Yeah.
Hmm? There you go. Somebody says, I don't get that. It's not up to us to get. God said, that's what I enjoy. That's my pleasure. Don't tell God what he ought or not to enjoy. That's God's pleasure. Cain's rebellion rejects fat for fruit.
That's right.
Now, I tell you, folks, I could take a couple peppers and put on that grill, and I like green peppers. I like to take them things, put on it. It don't smell as good to me as that hamburger or that piece of meat with it cooking.
There you go. You're right.
And I'm kind of like Don Fortner. I want to die with a piece of meat between my teeth, not green. Now, I like the green. I like about all of it. But you understand what I'm saying? Cain's rebellion is rebellion because it disdained God's pleasure. And that's what unbelief does. It disdained. Well, God, I understand you like that, but look what I've got. Take this. That's what Cain was doing. And that's what we do in our unregeneracy all the time.
Exactly.
We want to bring forth what we want to bring forth and offer it to God, rather than God said, that pleases me, bring it.
Exactly.
And deep down in here, we know that's what pleases God. That's why people get so angry with us when we preach what we preach. Because deep down inside, they know what we're preaching is what this book says.
There you go.
But they don't want it.
Yeah. You're right.
They don't want it. Well, my preacher never preached that. I guess you never read your Bible yourself?
There you go.
I mean, a fella come and told me one time at work. He said, well, I went and told my wife about, we talked about election like the day that, I think it was a Friday. Monday come in, so I went and talked to my wife. He said, the election, he said, that ain't in the Bible. I said, so your wife's a Bible scholar, is she? I said, is she? He said, well, she don't even read the Bible. I said, who you going to listen to? Here, I read it about every day. You won't listen to me, but you'll listen to your wife. And I don't know that he listened to his wife on anything else, but he listened to her on that. You know why? Because deep down inside, we want it our way. And I'll do it my way, even if it hair-lips God. Well, it ain't going to hair-lip God. We ain't got God over a barrel. If we don't do what's right, sin lies at our tent door.
Amen.
That's right.
And I will say it exactly like this, just a good old Calvinist I am. But if you do what's right, I'm not afraid to say that. Because believing God is doing.
Yeah. Amen.
If you got a belief that don't do, you got that dead faith that James talked about that's of no value whatsoever.
Exactly.
It disdains God's pleasure. Thirdly, God's divine justice satisfied. Divine justice? We see that here? Yeah, we do. We do. Fat equals death. Death equals blood.
Yes, sir.
Blood remits sin.
Amen.
It's that simple. The blood of the Lamb is what God used, the Lamb, what God used to redeem us from our vain way of life. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 20. And he was before ordained before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
The real thing existed before this type.
Exactly.
Here was.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You know, just like when Moses went into Sinai and God said, see that thou make it according to the pattern showed thee in the mount. I am fully persuaded he showed him the person and the work of Jesus Christ. But he told him, all that's not yet to be fully given. Here's the die.
Yeah.
Now you make it according to the pattern. All them things that you make down there, that's the way you do it. Don't you remember? He said, Moses. God said, Moses said to God, show me your glory.
Amen.
And what he said, you can't see my face right now. But I'm going to put you in the cleft of the rock. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to hide you as my face passes for, then you're going to see the backside.
Right.
Is that not what God told him?
Yes, sir.
He's seen Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's seen Jesus Christ.
Right.
And then God said, all right, here's the way, these lambs, pigeons, turtle doves, blood, fat, and meal, and all of these things, candlesticks, and gold, and white, and badger skin. And I bet you Moses said, God, that's something. Don't you think?
Yes, sir.
I bet you Moses, when he thought, boy. And does not the book say that even the angels desire to look into these things?
Yes, sir.
And doesn't it say that the prophets, because not all of them were given what Moses was given. Not all of them got to meet God in the mount. Right?
That's right.
And they were just saying, something's coming.
Yes, sir.
Someone's coming.
Yes.
And he's glorious.
Amen.
He's glorious. You see, Cain's rebellion even rejected God's way after he was rebuked, but given promise.
That's right.
If he would repent. Right?
Yes, sir.
The Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? And why is thou countenance fallen? Let me tell anyone that hears me, here on TV, radio, anywhere else, you hear me. Don't sit around and try to figure out, am I one of the elect or not?
Yeah.
Will you do the right thing? Bow to God in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Do the right thing.
There you go.
Believe Christ. Repent of your dead works. That's what Cain was offered. He was works.
Yeah.
But it was dead works.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? We don't offer to God our works.
No, sir.
We believe Christ offered his works.
Amen.
To God.
Amen.
As a sweet smelling savor. Fourth, God's truth embraced. Faith. That is a God-given faith. Freely given faith. God. Faith engages God's Christ as it's revealed in this book. And it sticks to that. And to that only. In other words, okay, God said it has to be done this way. No matter what I think, no matter what I ponder, no matter what I consider, I must take everything I think about the matter and cast it off as rubbish. Mm-hmm. Paul called it dung.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Did he not?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And you remember, you never offered the dung to God.
Yes, sir.
Huh? Now, there were times when you took it outside the camp and burned it all.
Yeah.
Hide, dung, pertinence, innards. But you didn't offer the dung to God. And that's what we do in our unregenerate state.
Exactly.
That's what Cain was doing. You might as well say he's offering dung to God.
You're right.
And here is the firstling lamb of the flock, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You think God Almighty will not judge you for choosing the dung rather than Jesus Christ?
You're right.
Now that's kind of a horrid picture, isn't it? The folks, that's what we do by nature every day of our life.
That's right.
Until God Almighty stops us in our mad track of rebellion, that's the way we'll die.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the way we'll die. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And that's all it says.
Yeah.
And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. I need that way.
Yes, sir.
I need that way. Hebrews 11, I done mention it to you, but I want to read it. And turn over there with me if you want to read what. Look what it says. Hebrews 11 in verse 4. And then go back, as I told you, go back and read 1 John 3, 7 through 13. I mentioned it. Look at the way it words all that.
Yeah.
These writers were not in disagreement. But they weren't so worried about using the word do like we're so worried today, lest we not be called a good Calvinist or a good Arminian for that matter.
There you go.
Hebrews 11 verse 4, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain.
Amen.
Abel's offering was the one God ordained to be offered.
Amen. Yes, sir.
By which he obtained witness that he was right.
Amen.
Do you see that? Believing God, folks, is right.
Amen.
It's right. And believing God, you really believe God, you're going to do what God says to do.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? I remember, I can't think of it, Tim James now, down Cherokee, Sequoia Baptist Church, preaching to his people. And he said, I tell him, he said, it's all right to believe God.
You know? Exactly.
Because everything I touch gets defiled. It is true. Even my believing is defiled, not with problems in the believing. It's not it. Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief.
Amen.
There you go.
That's the problem. Not the believing.
No.
The unbelief is the problem.
Amen.
But he said, it's all right to believe God. By which he obtained witness that he was righteous. God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaks.
Yes,
sir. The first murder that we see recorded in Scripture was over this thing of free will and free grace.
Yes, sir.
Is over salvation by free, unadulterated, sovereign grace, or by that which I'm going to offer to God. Am I Cain or am I Abel?
Yeah.
Amen.
That's the whole point.
There you go.
That's the whole point, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Am I Cain or am I Abel? Am I accepted of God or rejected? And remember, the one that God rejects, it says here, no respect. How do you feel when you finally meet that one person in this world that has no respect for you whatsoever? Doesn't feel good, does it? Huh? You ever met one of those folks? Just disdained everything you are and everything you think, everything you love and everything you're about? Huh? Do you just want to go up and give them a big kiss? Love on them? And listen, we're not even holy. How dare we do that to God? And then think everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. Right.
it will not happen. Ah, but if God enables you to be able, you'll bow to God and His Son. And God will have respect for you. Is that not profound? Respect for you. Oh, God, make us able in all the ways that that's necessary. Make us able in Christ's name. Amen. Joe, was that thing on? I didn't even know.